Mal. Lepo. Hvala. A to prakidaya prukta astra iru bhita dhuna vitara surusa cha jai kumanika samannaya. The Buddha Maharaj is indicating that by analysis of the body and soul under the process of Sankhya Yoga system, one should try to distinguish soul from the body. Dehastu sarvasanghata jagat tattu vipidvidha. There are two kinds of body, moving and not moving. Dehastu sarvasanghata. This body is a combination of all the above elements, the five elements, and the ten senses, and the sense objects. In this way, 24 elements, and one has to analyze which of them are material and which of them are spiritual, or which of them is the original cause and which of them are byproducts. The original cause is the spirit soul. Without spirit soul, it's like the seed of a tree. That is the original source of the tree. Within that seed, the whole tree is there, impregnated. When there is facility for growing, the seed fructifies in a big tree. That is a nature study of how the potencies are there in Krishna. Sometimes it becomes bewildering how Krishna has produced this creation from his body. So we can study from nature that that is possible. Even a very small seed, just like a mustard seed, there is a big variant. That potency is there. Now, how the materialist scientists can explain that from a small seed, like a mustard, and if you get sufficient nursing or nurturing facility, then it grows into big tree. Not only big tree, it produces many millions of seeds also. A big tree means there are millions of fruits, and each fruit has got so many seeds, and each seed has got so many trees. This is the growing of creation. What is it? So when Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartat. So how it can be believed? But those who are murha, rascal, they believe. How it is possible that Krishna has produced such a big gigantic material world, a person? They cannot accommodate in that brain. Now they deny that Krishna, the original cause of all causes, can be perfect. That is their misfortune. Deha sarva sanghata jagat tasturicid vidha atriva mevga purusa neti neti. As we have to find out the soul within this body, similarly, we have to find out the supreme cause of all these things. This body is a participation of the desires of the soul. Jangana Mahapi Smaran Loke. He leave aside this body at the time of death. But I am the spirit soul, 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the air, that is my magnitude. But I am covered with desire, Marmuddhi Ahamsa. And with that desire, I am blown into favorable circumstances by which I can again grow a body according to my vision. How these subtle laws can be understood from the gross speculation. It is beyond your subtlety. Therefore, Shastra says, avana manasa goji. But that is happening. That is happening. Bijaham sarva bhutana. And this part and part, this small particle is Krishna's part and parcel. Because Krishna's part and parcel, Krishna says, Bijaham sarva bhutana. The seed of everything, all living entities, all different kinds of bodies, Krishna says, I am. Bijaham sarva bhutana. Because he is the original, just like the original wheel, original seed, there is a tree, and in the tree there are millions of fruits, and each fruit there are several hundred thousands of seeds. Again, in each seed there is hundreds and thousands of trees. So the original seed is this. Original seed is Krishna. Bijo-anantarogi. What is the difficulty to understand? Let's discuss. This is a very important point. You have to preach. What is the difficulty to understand that Krishna is the cause of all causes? Is there any difficulty? And Krishna says that I am the Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhatsas. I am the cause of all causes. Everything went from me. The Vedanta says, Parabrahma, the Absolute Truth is there, from whom everything emanates. What is the difficulty? The materialist. Materialistic scientists, they say there is a chance. But a chance is the cause, a Krishna is the cause. Just try to understand. How they explain that chance is the cause. And our explanation is there. Just like a father is impregnant with a seed, and a child is born. That child is the father of man. He becomes father. He also produces. You see, so many things are going on, practically. So original person, original father, he is the cause of all causes. So what is the difficulty in understanding? Why do they say that there is no personal God, there is no cause, the material world has come into existence by chance, by cracking one chance? So it gets very good explanation. The law of creation. Let's take the part of the material scientist and argue and make it clear. What is the creation, law of creation? What do they say? Creation? Nobody can say?
They have some view.
But chunk is a matter.
How did his father, a person, is better than his host, if he's thinking about his dad?
I don't follow.
He was saying, which comes first, the father or the tongue?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's very intelligent answer. Whether the tongue comes or the father comes first. What is the answer?
The father is greater. He can give birth to junk and person.
Yes. The junk is a development. Matter is a development from spirit. Junk is matter. So, this body has grown because the soul was there. If the soul, if a dead child is born, immediately the growth stops. You cannot keep that body, dead body. It will not grow. Therefore, naturally, we conclude that the material growth takes place on the basis of three souls. The chunk is matter. As such, chunk cannot be cause of creation, but the spirit soul is the cause of creation. And Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. He is completely spiritual. There is no matter. So is there a small particle, atomic portion of spirit can develop into such gigantic body, it develops the body of ant, it develops the body of a big elephant, sometimes it develops the body of big mountain. The mountain, they are also growing. That is also the body of a spirit soul. There are many mountains, they are growing. There are many mountains. So we should not be astonished by seeing the gigantic body of a mountain. But the cause is spirit soul. So as we experience from this material world, that spirit soul is the cause. The Buddhist theory is that there is no spirit soul. That is being followed at the present moment by the material science. That the matter, combination of matter, produces at a certain stage living things. Is that that?
Yes.
Hmm? Is that very sound theory?
No, because matter always needs a catalyst. It's a chemical theory that matter always needs a life-giving force, a catalyst. Matter alone cannot produce life. It needs a catalyst. There is not a sound theory.
So the scientists believe in that? Do they believe?
That doesn't mean that some chemicals come together and then produce these chemicals.
They take cells
well,
and they produce life. That is not living, that is interaction of matter only. It's like acid and alkali mix, there is some agitation. What is called? Effervescence. That is not life. That is chemical interaction. Life, even a small jar, it has not life, it's moving. It's moving. Sometimes you find a pulse of life, insect in the book, moving. There is hands and legs and heart and everything is there. So on account of presence of the soul, he has got that small body. So that body is also production, byproduct of the soul, and the gigantic elephant body is also the same, or a gigantic mountain or hill. The process is the same. He is the living. So there is analytical study. Pandar Maharaj recommends this, that atraiva mridha purusho neti neti iti apaptaya. Neti neti. You analyze whether this is life. Whether this is life. Atat. Atat means which is superfluous, matter. In matter, set aside the matter, try to find out where is the soul, where is the soul. That is meditation. Actually, that is meditation. To think over where is the soul, where is the soul. Atatthaya. That requires intelligence. So, from modern scientific point of view, they are accepting that the heart is the source of all energy. It is not. Do they not say like that? Heart? Therefore, the soul is the cause of all creation. And we are finding out that from the heart all energies are coming to maintain this body. Then we can conclude that the soul and the super soul is there in the heart. And from the shastra we understand Ishara Sarabhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Tishthati. The controller, the individual soul controller, Ishara. Ishara means Jiva to Ishara, that I was saying several times, because we are controlling our bodily actions. If I am sitting here, but if I like, I can go from there. So I am controlling the bodily action, walking. So I am Ishara. And I am being controlled by why I am living. So not to sit down here, but go away. That is being controlled by super soul. Simply my willing will not do. Just like if I am willing that let this finger work, but if Krishna does not like, then your finger is paralyzed, you cannot work. Therefore you are not some supreme controller. You want to control, you want to act something with your finger, but if Krishna does not like, then you cannot. Although you may claim that it is my finger, I can use it as I like, but if Krishna does not like, then you cannot. Therefore the super soul is also there. That is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. He also says riddhi. Riddhi means the heart. I am staying in everyone's heart. Riddhi. Riddhi means in the heart. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. I am sitting there. Matta smriti jnanam apohan. Matta, just like we are sleeping, we forget everything. But as soon as I am awake, Krishna gives me smriti. Now we have to do this. We have got this, we have got this to watch, we have got this, so on. So as soon as I rise up early in the morning, I immediately pick up my duty. Matta smriti jnanam. And sometimes I forget. When there is paralysis of the brain, nama, I cannot do. But the materialist, they are thinking that this construction of the brain, what is called? Cerebral. That is giving inspiration. No, this is only a mechanical. This is mechanical, just like you're typing. You're typing. You're taking help from the typewriter. But there is spirit who is cognizant. Sat-chit. Sat-chit means living, force. That is type. Sometimes you will find electronic. You type here and the other type right there also. It is going on. But that is not being done automatically. Because somebody is taking help of the electronic, typing here, therefore it is working in another side. But anyway, you study atat nirasan. This Pallatmana says that the superfluous things should be rejected. You find out the ultimate cause, purusha. You find out the ultimate cause. Atraiva migga purusha neti neti ti atatta jan. If you make analytical studies, then you will find this is not ultimate cause, this is not ultimate cause, this is not ultimate cause. You come to the spirit soul. This is intelligence. Annaya vyatirekena vivekena usatatmana sargasya sargasyana samam nāyai vimiṣadhi asattare. Sarga sthāna. Sarga means creator. And sthāna means maintenance. Sarga sthāna. Samam nāyai. So, we have to make analytical study how the structure of the body, the material world, is created, how it is being maintained. So, vivekena usita atmana. That requires intelligence, vivekena. Who can distinguish? Sadasa, who can distinguish what is actually eternal and what is simply temporary thing? Ujita atmana. So, Astraya, Annaya Vyatirekana. Annaya, Annaya means directly. And Vyatirekana, indirectly. By analytical study, Vivekana, also with good conscience and intelligence, those who are elevated, they can find out Sargastha, Sargasthana Samana, Asatvari, very soon they can find. That the soul is the cause of this body, and the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the cause of all these. Buddhe jagranam sapna susupti iti vittaya ta dinaiva anubhuyanta so adhaksha purusappa. Just like when there are three stages, jagriti, susupti, and sapna, there are three stages. One stage is jagriti, that we are all healthy. Another stage is sleeping. Sleeping, but I'm working. I'm dreaming, that means I'm working. And another stage is no dream, practically unconscious. That is called susupti. Just like when you are in the womb of the mother, there is susupti, practically. Perhaps some of you might have some experience if you had undergone surgical operation. You are made unconscious by anesthetic. And in that condition, you are practically unconscious. You forget. Then gradually you come to the dreaming stage. Then you come to the alchemy stage. Three stages. Buddhe jagaranam sapna susupti iti vittaya. So these three stages one should understand. Vittaya. Sa jinaiva anuvesa adaksa. Sa. When we can understand that in three stages, the person who is always existing, that is Atma. That is Atma. So, similarly, then this creation of this material world, this material world is the same process. That's why I remain in susupti. Unconscious state, then when creation takes place, then my body develops, then I dream, and then when it is fully developed, I come out, I work. The whole process of creation is like that. So, as within, in the process of creation, dreaming and working, I, the soul, existing always. Similarly, this material creation also is exactly like that, and Krishna is always there. Ameva Atmanagre, it is Bhagavad, it is said that before the creation, I was there. In the creation, I am there, and when the priest had it, and he left it, it still out there. First thing, Jansi Manita. Therefore, Shankaracharya also says, Narayana Para Abhaktya, the creation takes place from the Abhakta, non-manifested, total material energy. But Krishna is transcendental above this material creative energy. He is the director of this energy. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayabhyasena prakriti svyatisa charasaram. Total energy, Mahatattva, is working under his superintendence, under his direction. Therefore, he is the cause of all that. Either you take individually about yourself, you, individual soul, is the cause of all causes, not all causes of your own body, not others' body. But Krishna is the cause of all causes, your body, other body. Therefore, he is the first soul, he is Paramita, he is Sara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vidya. In this way, you have to make analytical study for learning. Characteristics of real life as opposed to chemical interactions that is so important. What I mean is like growth, evacuation, what is the answer? Knowledge. Knowledge, resistance. By chemical reaction, there may be some movement, but there is no knowledge. Another characteristic of life is seeking pleasure. Matter has no knowledge, neither is it seeking pleasure. Therefore, it is not life. Even sometimes artificially you see movement. It's like the sky, there is movement on the cloud. That does not mean it is living. There must be knowledge. A small ant, it is moving. It stops it. It has knowledge. It goes this way, this way. There's knowledge. And why it is going this way? Ananda, there is a grain of sugar here. Therefore it is going. That is nature. How you can say matter and life is the same thing? This is all ignorance, nonsense. There must be knowledge, and there must be seeking after pleasure. There must be resistance. That is anaspati. In the laboratory, you are not produced. Then what is the use of your coughing? That this is the cause, this is the cause, this is the cause. Resistance, the same end, you try to stop, it will struggle. Why you are stopping it? The child, resistance. Resistance means the living entity seeking after pleasure. If you stop, then it will resist. Satchitananda.
Could one say that water has the same existence?
No. It is not life, it is matter.
But if you try to stop water, it will... If you try to stop up water, like in a dam, it will keep you...
That the water is flowing by gravitation. That is not life.
What knowledge?
Huh?
No knowledge.
It is simply because it is down, slow. So it is falling down from so much force. But it has no knowledge. It has no knowledge that I will have to go to the sea. There is no such knowledge. It is going because it is down towards the sea. Where it is going? That's all. Gravity. That is not life. That is called ajagalaksam. Ajag is man, it's called ajagalaksam. Sometimes he will find on the neck of a boat there are so many drops like nipples. Is it a thing? But that does not mean if you touch it, there is a need. Can you draw milk from that? It looks like milk bag, but that is not milk. Ajagala son. Son means bread, but that is not bread. The milk is there in the bread. Not in that on the neck, so many nipples, no.
Comprehending soul seems to be one has to have a spiritual understanding. Comprehending soul with the mind, and you have to have some spiritual understanding of the spiritual blessing, the spiritual grace. How can one receive the spiritual soul by expanding the mechanical process?
That is not possible. There is another reason. How can produce chemical process spirit soul?
By Samkhya philosophy, you say by analyzing the elements and distinguishing matter and spirit, one can conclude, one can find out the spirit soul. Mm-hmm. What is the purifying aspect of this Samkhya philosophy?
Samkhya philosophy is not perfect. Samkhya philosophy is a modern Samkhya philosophy. By the atheist Kapila. There are two Kapilas. One Kapila is incarnation of God. That is real Kapila. But in the later days, there is another Kapila. People misunderstand this Kapila is that Kapila. He is atheist. Nirishtar Kapila. That is like Buddha philosophy. Analysis of the matter. And the theory is that combination of matter creates a living force.
If you had brotherhood with Krishna, how do you bring down?
How do you come to India? You have got your father and mother. Why you come here? Why? Huh?
Because you can't come to
India. Whatever it may be, as you can come to India, Similarly, from the spiritual world you come down to the material world. What is the difference? You understand? We have got your loving relationship with your father. Why you have left your father and come here? Is there any scarcity of love from your father's side, from your mother's side? They are rather unhappy that you have left them and come here. But why you have come here? Temporary or permanent, that is different. But you have got the right to leave your father and come go anywhere. Similarly, Krishna is your original father, and you have got the independence to give up your father and come to this material world for sense enjoyment. Krishna Bhujyadhi Bhagavanta. I don't like my father, I don't like my mother. I must live independently for sense enjoyment. That is the cause. It does not mean because you have got loving relationship with Krishna, you cannot go away from Krishna. You must stop the function of loving relationship and come to suffer this material. That is in your power. Everyone has got the right. Krishna does not interfere in that right.
Soon after
the
relationship with Krishna?
Relationship is already there. You have simply forgotten.
So does this mean that we can fall down again?
Huh?
To remember our relationship?
Yes, that is the process of Krishna consciousness. Just to remind you. To go back. Why you are suffering here? That is the whole program. Man is sleeping, and another man is saying, Mr. John, get up, it is too late, get up, get up, get up. The same process, jiva jaga, jiva jaga, gura sandhaka. It is simply reminding process. Kato nidra jao maya pisati vata. How long you shall remain sleeping like this under the influence of Maya? Please get up. This is the process.
And one could ask the question, if we were ever to be by conscious planets or Krishna Moka with Krishna, and our spiritual body associated with the finger of Krishna Vata, and we shall get from that position, or will we always be non-manifest and then manifest in the material world?
No, no. We are manifesting the spiritual world.
We're
all
about freedom in the spiritual world,
like any Yes. We move. Just like we are sitting together, similarly, in the spiritual world also, we'll play together as towers, bar, as sunrise, as gopis, like that.
And we have
less
recognition.
Huh?
And now we have less recognition.
Yes.
After we return to that position, is it possible that we
will
once again fall into
this
material creation?
Yes, that possibility is there, but being experienced, you do not like to come back. Being sick too much and being sick too much of Maya, you may not like to come. You see? It's like, in this disobedience moment, Gandhi's followers, they went to jail, and they are kicked too much. And next time when they request, you know that I'm there. No more. When Gandhi could not find out anyone to go to jail, then he what he to save his honor, he said, all right, anyone who likes to tell us. I don't say. But if he says, nobody will care to obey him. Because they have very bad experience. I asked some of my friends who went to jail, Say, what is the next one? Yahweh? Oh, my mercy. Somebody died. The punishment was so severe that after coming out, they feared that died. Many leaders, they could not suffer so much. The effect was that they died. Actually, the British had, they wanted to kill all the leaders. Therefore, Gandhi was very intelligent. He would not accept any jail food. He would take his goat, and in his thorn, the goat would be milked and integrated in milk. It is a hard struggle, Gandhi's movement. And here that died, Motilal Nehru died, all his lieutenants, all died. They were given poison food. And as soon as they came out from jail, died. Similarly, the Maya is like that. Kicking, 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 kicking. Those were too foolish. And they cannot understand that why I am being kicked out. What I have? Why I am suffering? So the animals cannot say. So unless one is being unto this point that I am suffering, he is an animal. He is not a man. Whole day suffering, working hard, mudha, they have been called mudha. Mudha means the ass. The ass is bearing load, huge load of the workman. For others, all these men, they are working. But when they go home, they take only the same two chapatis or three chapatis. But they are working. Very big business man, as big business. They are accumulating money. And as soon as he goes there, the whole money is there. He goes to become a cat and dog. Therefore, they are more hard. Most foolish, this community. They are simply satisfied temporarily having a very good skyscraper house and some like bank balance, nice apartment, nice wife. But he has no knowledge that I am eternal. I am got this particular body due to my good work or fire factor and I am enjoying. The next body, what I said, I do not know. So why am I in this business, changing body and in different situations? That is intelligence. Otherwise, they are simply murha, respect. If I say, Mr. Satan said, you take all these rasagullas, you are eating well, very well. But after eating rasagulla, I will take you there and I will beat you with food. Will you accept those rasagullas? You say, no, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. On this condition I give you rasagulla, that you take it, and after taking it, as soon as you go, I shall beat you with food. Will you like to take rasagulla? Yes. The condition like that. Just like animals. Animals is given some grass in there. But his next step is to slaughter. But he does not know. He is satisfied. Oh, I have got so much grass, let me eat. This is the position of the kormi. Therefore they do not believe in the next life. And that becomes horrible. They do not believe in the next life. Because if there is next life, or if there is God, then everything will then subsidize with their program. Why I am committing so much things in life, if there is God, if there is next life, then I have to suffer. They don't believe. But you believe and not believe, the law is there. So to understand all these things is injury. Otherwise, anyway. Yes.
You do have a relationship with the people and you do conflict with the people. And you think that for that, 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 you think that
Complete means you have got the independence, therefore it is complete. But you can misuse your independence, that is your business. Complete because you have got independence, that is complete. If I make condition that you cannot do that, any circumstance, then you are not complete. You are not complete. The freedom is there, but when you misuse that freedom, it's a problem. Just like every citizen of your country, they are independent, but he is not completely independent. If he makes, if he violates the law of the state, he is still punished. But there is independence. You can do, you can become a very great man like George Washington, and you can become a hippie. Complete independence. Now it is your choice. If the state says that it cannot become otherwise except the city or George Washington, that is not complete. The state gives independence. You can become George Washington or Hippie, as it is. That is complete. Independence. Now if you make your choice to become Hippie, you suffer. What can you do? But to become George Washington, the door is open.